The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
All right. All right. All right, let's take a look at some of the news. One of the pitches that really was just one guy's idea, and Trump said, put that in the budget. I kind of like that. Trump administration is proposing to save billions in the upcoming years by giving low-income families a box of government-picked, non-perishable foods every month instead of food stamps. The White House budget director said on Monday, this is a pretty good idea. It's a Blue Apron-type program. Which I don't think Blue Apron probably.
Big fan of Blue Apron does not quite send you that. They send you, you know, really good gourmet meals that you have to with fresh ingredients. It's a little bit different, but I mean, it's a food delivery system. Which
yes,
is, I guess as close as you can
the
get.
The Department of Agriculture.
Sonny Perdue is the director for agriculture secretary. Apparently, this was his idea.
He's calling it America's Harvest Box. It would contain 100% U.S. grown and produced foods. It would include items that are shelf stable, like milk. That's not really shelf stable. I don't know if the milk is not.
Unless the shelf is refrigerated.
Yeah. I mean, does anybody even drink powdered milk anymore? I grew up in a family. We had to drink powdered milk. We couldn't afford milk.
I've actually
hated it.
We have all sorts of milk in our refrigerator, and none of them come from cows. They come from nuts.
You cannot milk an almond. It has no nipples.
No, it does.
The chair that you have to get underneath it is so small. I hate it too.
With cashew milk, almond milk.
We have that too.
We've got the silk. Whatever that is. I feel like I don't. I think it. Do people? I don't know. The milk thing is changing. Oddly, the only milk we have is we have the milk for like the kids' cereal, which is regular milk. But I've come to the point I've had so much almond milk that I actually sort of prefer it.
I got to stop being friends with you.
I don't understand it.
I can't be friends with you.
It's fair. It's fair. Yeah,
I can't be friends.
It's not milk, obviously. It's water mixed with almond dust, right?
I don't know what it
really
is. I don't know what it is, but it's not milk.
It replicates
milk. No baby almonds are you know, snuggling up to the mother almond saying, oh, I need a little bit. No, it doesn't work that way. It's not milk. Milk is something that comes from a teat that feeds the children. That's not milk.
I don't know. The teat thing is a weird delivery system. I don't understand it. I think they should ban it. Ban all teats. It's a new proposal. I would say no to that.
I'm going to. Anyway. okay. So it doesn't include fresh items like produce or meat, which is a problem.
Right. But I mean, they don't have to provide. They're not just saying they're providing every single thing you're going to need. They're just saying here are some basics, right? Like peanut butter or
milk, canned fruits. And cereal.
The basics, right? You get a certain amount of basics that the government could theoretically provide. Now, I don't like this idea because I don't want the government getting into the food delivery system.
But wait a minute. But wait.
Per se.
Yeah, no, it's bad. But wait, why not, Stu? I mean, it's not just a delivery system. It is they're picking what food is right for you. But didn't Michelle Obama already do this?
Right. And I never understood why the left would have any problem with this at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if Michelle Obama is going to say that kids at school who are paying for food have to eat certain foods that are only healthy. Why not? If we're giving food stamps, why should they be able to purchase snack cakes?
And if I may say, she also says, especially those who are underprivileged, they don't have food, or if they do have food, it's not the right food. It's not good, nutritious food. So why wouldn't you be for food stamps, just buying nutritious food, or you know, sending a box of what we, you know, what we as a people, mm-hmm. you know, a small committee in Washington decides is good food.
Yeah. Well, and again, when you are on a government program, and let's say this world is designed the way it's supposed to be, which is a government program is the absolute last resort, right? Like you're on the verge of starvation. A government program steps in. It's not for people who are making $50,000 a year. It's for people who are at the last ditch effort to feed themselves and their children, right? And at that point, all but the very hardest core libertarians will say, all right, in that particular circumstance, we will step in and try to help, right? As the government. So if you have that system, why should you have the freedom to go choose snack cakes?
In fact,
probably shouldn't, right? Like, you should be able, that shouldn't be the thing. If you're providing the minimum level in desperate situations, it shouldn't be at a hostess stand. It shouldn't be.
My church runs what I believe is the largest global welfare unit in the world.
It's a terrible way of putting that.
I know. It's second only to the United States government. However, it has massive restrictions on it. I mean, you have to go through classes on being able to figure out, you know, what the problem is with your, you know, your job situation. They may take you and say, okay, well, let's get you some further education to help you out in this situation. But you can't spend money like crazy. I mean, you have to show that you are good for it. You know, we will help you if there's a problem, but you have to do certain things to be able to show I'm going to build my life in a much more stable way. We can't even ask anyone that.
No, I mean, the conservatives have talked about this for a long time, making food stamps only available to buy healthy foods. And there's pretty sensible reasons for that. There's never been the political will to get that done, and it's pretty hard to implement. I guess the box situation would solve some of those issues. I just don't like the idea that the government is sending you a box of food every month.
No, that doesn't sound like a good idea. No, because it'll be all kinds of crony capitalism,
and it'll expand.
The next
administration's in there will make that thing cost three times as much, and it's going to be very difficult to deal with. And you know, it'll be a gigantic program. I mean, can you imagine just the resources that would go into?
Well, they say it's going to actually save a lot of money.
That's what they say.
Yeah,
you know, the government says that. I've heard that before from the government, actually, and I don't necessarily believe it.
Well, they did say this. They said we think it will save millions of dollars every single year. However, we haven't added in the actual shipping costs yet.
Oh.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.